Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
But what were they doing? They were sharing their own thinking, their own thoughts. Where do those thoughts come from? They come from the liar, the father of lies. Mm. Because he says, you do the desires of your father, the devil, who was a liar from the beginning. And then he goes a little further. He says to them, before Abraham became, I am. And what he was saying was, I am Yahuwah. Mm. In other words, you're looking for Yahuwah. Come to me. Listen to me. Obey what I am telling you. Mm. Now, that is what we need. You see, once we are focused on seeking to do what he says, whether he says it directly as we receive it from the gospel, or he says it through the apostle that he had sent to us, because apostle is not a title. It was that those who were apostles were sent actually with this message to give us what he had taught them so that they can teach it to us so that we can observe it. Ephesians chapter 1, the very chapter there at the beginning, chapter 1, verse 11 downwards, it talks about this, that the Father's plan has been that all of creation should be refreshed and come to be organized under the headship of Yeshua HaMashiach. So, he's not saying things should be organized under my headship or your headship, my brother. Now, why, when we are in a house and we are worshiping, supposedly, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, I claim that this is my house. I'm the angel of this house. And you will obey me. You will do. If you don't like what I'm doing, get out. Now, that immediately tells of rebellion, which you were talking about earlier on. It may not look like rebellion, but it is. Because we have been called to obey the one that he has denoted as the architect and the master builder. And when we obey him, what does he say to us? We must reveal him to those who are sitting in darkness. And if, as the churches of the saints, we were dedicated and committed to this mission, we would see the very manifestation of the glory of God as he sets people free who are bound by the enemy. However, we have this precious gift that we have received from him. But what we do with them? We play games with them. And we are doing things that are contrary to the Father. And earlier on, I said, no one can usurp the authority of the Father or the authority of Yeshua. I'm not contradicting what you were saying, my brother. Mm. I know you know. But I'm just saying it so that those who are listening, you didn't think I'm contradicting you. Mm. When we go out thinking we are usurping, it's just an attempt, because it is impossible to illegally replace Yeshua from the throne.
Absolutely.
To illegally replace the Father from the throne. Mm. We are doing ourselves great harm. Mm. Instead of realizing that we are being given everything which should help us to be pious towards him, to grow in the nature he has imparted to us. And we become more and more like his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the authority he has given us, who has the ability to deal with everything. And what does Yeshua say? He says, I've given you authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and all the ability of the enemy. That is what we have been given. But we don't utilize it the way the systems of the world utilize it. That's where we have made great mistakes. We think to show the excellence of God, it's to wear suits that are expensive, to wear shoes that are expensive, to sit on throne-like seats, to exercise things in a way that the world describes that they should be exercised. But if we actually do them the way the Father says we should do, which is what? We must be seeking to do His will every time, anyhow. And sometimes God will call us to do something in a way that seems like it's humiliating me. But when I have heard Him well, and I do it, He who reserves the authority and the ability to deal with our enemies on our behalf will show Himself the same way He was always showing Himself strong on behalf of Yeshua HaMashiach. It's time we went back now to doing what we have been told to do. Hear the Messiah. Obey Him. And as we obey Him, we are really going to see that which the Father has promised happening. We are going to see that indeed He is in control. And He has always been in control. But He wants us to do things according to His will, which is according to His plan.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us and let's hear what's your take on this. Of course, man being inherently wicked in the heart to a great extent. Right now, I can tell you of temples that are being built by men and which are contrary to the Father. And they basically are bringing a new religion. They are saying it's going to sweep over. Sweep over. The devil at all times has been like that, to want to build his throne somewhere in the corner of the heavens. And men had become to a great extent accomplices in this, you know. They're dealt even in this, and even given their very souls to do this kind of thing. It's happening. Now, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Looking at today, looking at the running of things, man, everyone lives in a community, and you can see in the community that, okay, there is an element of lawlessness. Some few weeks ago, I was looking at some families. I went to sit in Atridgeville, in my mother's house, and I was sitting there. And as we were talking, I said, you know, in my heart, what is impressed is the lack of law and the scourge of lawlessness. And when there is a scourge of lawlessness, there's so much license, and people take authority into their own hands. And this being the wrong authority brings misery at the end. And when the Father, you know, leaves you to what you want to do, you must know that's a danger zone. He left them to their whims and their appetites. Men started to burn with passions towards one another. It says that. And it's just amazing how, you know, the absence of His control in our lives, that's per choice. You know, we choose that. can really ruin our lives and ruin our children. One old man said something today. He said, it's very important to train your children very strict so that you can have a good time with your grandchildren. And then I was saying, okay, how would you say that? Says, now, if you are too lax on your children and they do whatever they want, they move away from the authority that the father has put in a family structure and how they should grow, imagine how their children are going to be like. You won't enjoy your golden age of being with your grandchildren because you have to rebuild, restore, restructure, reteach, re-educate. These things are happening. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. What is your take on this? You know, how do you feel about this? The divine control, sovereignty of the Father, are we looking down at this? Remember my point and my context. Are we looking down at this to such an extent that we want to replace this? Or have we gone on to replace this and to formulate our own? He says, they build their threshold inside my threshold. They transgressed my laws. It means they came with laws that are contradictory. And this thing in itself is a serious reminder of the wickedness that can get into a man's heart and really cause havoc to his own detriment. And we are touching base on that. Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322, and let's hear what you're saying. Thank you so much, Lou. I see you had sent us a WhatsApp there. Thank you very much also, Babongane, for the WhatsApp you have sent. I really appreciate. Thank you very much also. Is it Marieki? Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And, of course, also Mankosi, thank you very much. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. Pastor Sam, before I even play the voice notes and stuff, let me come to you. When we look into this, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy about the information from Pastor Mraka, from yourself, and the people here. What I see on screen is just amazing. All right. Now, and I agree and concur with Muruti Mraka. It says in Psalms 32, verses 10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Elohim, mercy shall surround him. In other words, if we move away from the control of the Father, we form our own. This is to our own detriment. The very same context I was saying. What's your take?
Actually, that's exactly what is happening, because you see, I heard you just mentioned something about people saying that there's a new movement. There's people building churches and whatever. This is not, strip away Christianity or whatever. This is just, an illusion somehow. It's an illusion because, first of all, they're not even if they're trying to put the devil into it, the devil even himself, I'm saying it without, any shadow of doubt, the devil himself even surprised to see that, because he knows that he cannot move the church of Jesus. He knows that. He knows that the church that the Messiah has built and is building, the gates of hell will never prevail. And the devil knows. And it's whatever that we are trying to do, it's like we are trying to do something in the name of him and himself, knowing that I'm already a defeated entity. I'm already down. Meaning that whatever you are doing in my name, it will never stand unless if maybe the himself, the Messiah, or himself, unless if the Father himself allows it. Because if he does not allow it, then it can never do anything. Myself, I won't even maybe be part of it. Now, I love what Muruti Mraka said. He says something about, we need to go back to what the Father said. This is my son. Listen to him. We need to go back to listen to the Messiah. Because if we cannot, because even himself, when he was about to depart, he says something. He says, I shall send the Holy Spirit, the one that I shall ask the Father to send to you. He shall come, not to speak on himself, but he shall come and speak on my behalf. He said, he shall speak about what I have said. He will take of me and share it with you. And it's something very important people need to come to understand is, for us to experience the the sovereignty or the authority or the rulership of God, we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to go to where everything started. Because today we can come up with whatever messages, but if that message does not take us to the foundation, you know, we are missing the point. Now, I want to say something very, maybe it will, I think it will be together with what you are sharing today. You know, when you go out and you see a big house or a beautiful house, you go to Dubai. Muruti, you've been in Dubai. You've seen the houses in Dubai. All the houses you've seen. When you look at them, what do you praise? What do you say about the houses? You talk about the windows. You talk about how tall the house is and the height of the house. You talk about how whatever beautiful that the house look like, and when you go to the whatever I mean story, you know, you talk about I've been on maybe a 200 and something story. You talk about that, but people don't talk about the foundation. You know, we talk about everything that is so beautiful, but we don't realize that for the house to go as tall as it can be, there must be a very, a deep foundation, because without the foundation, the house can never be tall. Without a deep foundation, we cannot have a beautiful house that we can talk about. And today, many of these beautiful houses that we are praising are built on the sand, not on the living stone. The living stone that happened to be, that was rejected today has become the cornerstone. If you want to understand the sovereignty of God, is to understand that there is no house that can be built that can stand the test of time without being built on the solid foundation that is Yahusha himself. Because if it's not the foundation, that means whatever we do is just a waste of time. And today, we will praise everything. As Muruti Mureka said, when you go to a church, these days I'm giving people permission. I said, when you go to a church, you hear somebody saying, this is my church. And if you don't want to listen to me, the door is open. It's widely open. Look at that pastor, that prophet, that event. Look at him in the eyes. Tell him, Pastor, thank you very much. I was waiting for this because I thought that this church was the church of Jesus. But I just realized it is your church. Thank you. Then let me just leave without causing any problem. I'll go and found the church of Jesus. Speak with him. Don't shy away. Look at him in the eyes and thank you very much for revealing at least who you are. Because now I know that in this building that you've been meeting, this church, it is your church. But my Bible tells me that I shall build my church. I mean, the building of the church of Christ is not you. You are not the owner. And the Bible says in the book of Act 20, verse 28, the Bible says what? The Bible reads and says that be on your guard of yourself and also the flock that the master has put you as or has appointed you to be overseer. Meaning we've been appointed. This is something people need to understand, because being appointed does not make us the owner. Being appointed does not make us the lord of the thing. We are just the steward. Then when you start teaching people the truth, then the rulership of the Father will start manifesting. Because today, we can teach anything. You know, Muruti, it's a painful thing. Today, I even laugh in the morning. I really laugh because it made me laugh. Why it made me laugh? What let me tell you what made me laugh. I said, how can we call our gathering, we call it the gathering of the saints. That means the people who come to our churches are the people who have been saved. Because Jesus Christ said, you have put you in charge of the people that are purchased with my blood. Paul is saying that these people have been purchased with the blood of Jesus. That means they are the servants of God, they are the saints. Now the gathering of the saints on Sunday, on whatever day, I found it abnormal for witches to be singing in front. I found it abnormal for a witch to preach the gospel day in, day out. And we are there seated watching
exactly
1 year,
point.
2 years, 3 years, and we are calling that the Church of Christ. It cannot. It cannot. That is not the gathering of the saints. That has become the gathering of witches and anything. I mean, people meet on Sunday, not for class. Today we meet based on what? Our clans, our tribes, our colors, our languages, or whatever, but not based on the call out. Muruti Muraka said, we've been called out. We've been called out for a mission. That's why Christ did not take us. He said, Father, don't take them out of this world. They are not of this world, but they are in the world. What do you do? Preserve them. Why we have to be preserved? So that we may do the works of the Father. That we may produce the works of the Father. That's why he said, the Holy Spirit shall come. You shall receive the power. The power shall come over you, and then you shall become my witness. That means you shall go with the same authority that I have received from the beginning. You shall go with it. To do what? To prove to show to the world that I am the one that was sent by the Father, and I sent you to as well. You know, we are getting twisted with all of this because we don't teach the truth. If the truth is not taught in our churches, we will have what you call a mixture of people coming on Sunday that do not represent Christ at all, do not represent the Father at all. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in their midst. Now, let's think. If two or three are gathered in the name of the Father is there. Can the devil come closer to the Father? What is he going to come and do there? Can the witches just play around, even bewitch people in the church? I don't know. But today, that's what we're seeing. I heard somebody saying that in the choir, there are people who are in witchcraft. I look at that person, I will just say, okay, what are you talking about? People in your choir, they're in witchcraft. How long have they been in the church? You know, this is a question. That how can the Father have his authority on the church whereby witches are singing on Sunday? How can the Master, the Father, be in control of everything, first of all, with us as his church, if the church is a mixture of demons, of anything that is ruling there? How come? This is the problem. I think for us to come to that place, even to influence and to have that power, we need to come back to the drawing board, whereby we can teach the truth, people can learn the truth, and then the power of God will be seen. The Bible says the devoted. It's the people who were saved that were added, not the people who were invited. Today we are inviting people to church instead of going to preach the gospel. That's a pity.
I hear you quite well. The very aspect of the sovereignty of the Most High being downplayed is still a context of the questions I put across, and that you even have churches, as you say, where you find witches singing and pastoring and performing miracles, leading, guiding, exposing one another, raising people from coffins, makeshift coffins, and all those kinds of things, walking in the air, doing videos, walking in the air, all that braggardy, you know, all that bragging, and all those things we see, and these are the indications of people's intentions to, as the Father says, you know, I shall not contend with man anymore, for his heart is vehemently wicked. The very aspect that we see these days is actually that, to an extent. We have kept quiet and had acclimatized ourselves to this. Hence a topic like this that we talk and say, okay, it looks like we forget who the authority is. The main aim of the program is to remind us to really stick to our lane. It looks like now we want to replace the Messiah, and it's impossible. It will hurt us if we continue to do that. And this is one of the saddest things that we see even these days. Send us a WhatsApp. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za
iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Mankosi, yours came quite early, man. At 10 past 6, you had already sent a message. And let's hear.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening.
Hello, Mama.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngamatopic owalethayo empilweni zethu. Singazi ukuthi kunezinto uNkulunkulu angazithandi empilweni zethu. Now I realize ukuthi ngempela uNkulunkulu unguNkulunkulu yena yedwa. Ngithanda ukubonga ku-spiritual bondage bengibambekile kakhulu ngendaba yemali, Pastor Ray, bengiphuma njalo ngiyozama, kanti ayikho nento engiyitholayo-ke, but ngibonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi sekunjalo ngathatha istep ukuthi nginomsebenzi phakathi kwami okumele ngiwenze ukuthi ngiphume ngiyovangela, ngikhulume ngale Nkosi yamakhosi. Sengiyaphuma everyday ekuseni, Pastor Ray, ngiyovangela emakliniki. Nkulunkulu muhle, uyathembakala ngey'khathi zonke, kepha yena uNkulunkulu wazi konke. Ngiyabonga, God bless you, Pastor Ray, nabo bonke abantu amagest wakho oza nawo lapho kuRadio Pulpit. uNkulunkulu akubusise abundantly in Jesus name, amen.
Haleluya. Nakuwe Mankosi, makube njalo, qhubeka ngomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Ukubusa kwakhe kube phezu kwakho, nayo yonke impumelelo yokubusa kwakhe empilweni yakho makwenzeke. May the Father bless you abundantly in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ himself, the Messiah, and may he guide you through and through. Siyabonga kakhulu, mama wam.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let me look at this one. Godfrey, thank you so much. That's Godfrey. Godfrey, thank you so much. Says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Everything is fashioned according to his sovereignty. Nothing happens without his permission. That is Godfrey there. Thank you so much, Godfrey. I really appreciate that. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say about this. Give us a shout also. Let's also get to hear from you as you give us a shout. Tell us how you feel about this. Do you feel that much of the times, even though man is not talking about this, but there's a lust of power that we see, which is taking place, which needs to be rebuked and spoken, that now man is overlooking the control of the Father and is trying to bring his own. And thank you, Mr. Thank you there, Pastor Sam, when you said, oh no, the gates of Hades shall not prevail against the church which Christ has built. Absolutely true. That also does not make them to say we are not doing it. Like you said, we have these people who are witches, who are sort of ministering in churches these days. Quite sad.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app. which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Here's another message. This is from Lou. Lou says, good evening, pastors. For me, the sovereignty and the divine of Elohim is the simplicity of the free will he gave to us. All these for us, especially our leaders, including political leaders, to lead his children. Unfortunately, as humans, our mistake and weakness is to think that the free will that God gave us, we are above him. To a point, we even think we can, by our own earthly smarts, we don't need him in everything we do. You know what, Lou? This is the problem we are facing these days. This is the problem we are facing. We are seeing quite a lot of people. But hey, also pastors will respond to this. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
My brother and friend, Godfrey.
Yeah, Pastor Babure.
Yebo Putuam.
I think we've gone astray, moved away from his sovereignty. We don't consider him as the supreme ruler, the Most High, Yahweh.
Mm.
We worship men, we worship ancestors, the dead. Mm. We worship politicians, we follow idols, celebrities. And celebrity pastors and apostles, so-called false prophets and false teachers. We take their word as supreme instead of verifying it and with the scripture. Mm. We align to men, La Samba no more. We have forgotten about him. We don't even recognize his existence and his authority. The sign is that we don't keep his commandments. We don't repent of our sins. We don't believe in his sons, the grace that he has given us. We don't acknowledge that. We do our own thing. You can see that by the number of denominations that are all over the world. Others are pulling this scripture and use it as a doctrine. Others are pulling this one, pulling that one. And if you go on TikTok today, there's a competition of prophetesses, prophets, apostles, brothers, sisters who compete, and then there's other apologists who analyzes and come up, and there's a whole host of all of them. Yeah, we've forgotten him. We haven't given him the respect that he deserves and honor. We're doing our own way, our own things. Yet Yeshua himself cautioned us, I think in Matthew 23, verse 1 to 9, where he talked about we must not call any man rabbi. The word rabbi means teacher.
Teacher, yes.
And then don't call any man master, because he's the teacher and he's the master. And he warns us not to call anyone father, because we have only father. Our only father is in heaven, Yahuwah.
Mm.
So we call people around here father. Emma was telling us here corner, Obaba. Said, oh, Baba, TV, Baba, we politician, oh, Baba, mother, all these things. Yet he told us, no, we are all brethren. We fall under him. We are all equal before his eyes. No one is greater or lower. And then the standard that he uses is the same, is not the same as the, of this world. But we've gone astray, and then we ignored him. We put him there in the corner. We only remember him when there's no rain. We only remember him when we are in trouble. But still, some of us, we don't even remember him. When we're in trouble, we go Lasia Corner Hostel, we go to the graveyard, we go do our own things, we go consult our so-called beloved earthly spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers, and then they spiritualize our brain all the way to hell. Yeah, his sovereignty is all over. He is in control. He still is right behind the scenes. He's reserved his wrath for the last day. We are abusing his grace instead of changing our ways and returning to him, repenting, confessing, and accepting his son, be baptized, be ready, get the ticket so that when he arrives, his son arrives for judgment, we are all ready. Yeah. Some of us, as the scripture says in Peter, that some will, there will be mockers in the last days. They will say, where is this Elohim of yours? When is the world going to end? They said the same thing last year. They said it 2,000 years ago. They said it 3,000 years ago. We are at that stage now. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku-37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babongani.
Bongithuba ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRain, ngibingelele kumfundisi ndisumraka, ngibingelele kumfundisi uKabamba nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit. Egameni lika Jesu Christu, isihloko esithi the sovereignty of God and his control. Sovereign is supreme ruler, supreme power, okusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyinkosi ke enkulu, amandla akhe makhulu, ukuqonda kwakhe akunakulinganiswa. UNkulunkulu uyinkosi yamakhosi, ekhona amakhosi angaphansi kwakhe, awanamandla ke. UNkulunkulu unamandla, uNkulunkulu uphakeme, uNkulunkulu ulawula ezulwini, alawule emkhathini, alawule emhlabeni, alawule ke nasemathunjini ke omhlaba. Revelations chapter 4 verse 11 ithi, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Konke okubonwayo nokungabonwayo, okufana ke nengilosi nama chromosomes, amamvelo, ama genes, adalwa ke uNkulunkulu. Konke ke lokhu ke owakudalayo uNkulunkulu eyidalela ke yena, nathi sidalelwe yena ukuthi ke siphilele yena. The sovereignty of God is the fact that he is the Lord over creation as sovereign. He exercises his rule. This role is exercised through God's authority as king, his control over all things, and his presence with his covenantal people. And throughout his creation, the divine name Yahweh expresses this sovereign role over against the claims of human kings, such as Pharaoh, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent you. God is powerful and authoritative to the extent of being able to override all other powers and authorities. God has the power, wisdom, and authority to do anything he chooses within his creation. God's sovereignty is a natural consequence of his omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. Nothing in the universe happens without God's permission. God has the power and knowledge to prevent anything he chooses to prevent. So anything that does happen, happens by God's will. There are no limits to God's rule. He is never helpless, never frustrated, never at a loss. Unkulunkulu again, unkulunkulu akekayo, unkulunkulu akehluleki, akafunanga ke ukusizwa ke uma edala ke izulu nomhlaba, and unkulunkulu thina ke singabantu thithi the sky is limit. Akupheleli ke esibhakabhakeni. There are no limits to God. And in Christ, God's awesome sovereign providence is the place we feel most reverent, most secure, most free. God is sovereign over salvation. Jesus died not only to offer salvation to the world, but also to bring his people to himself, to overcome their rebellion and to gather them omnipotently to himself. God is sovereign over our suffering. The ultimate reason that suffering exists in the universe is so that Christ must display the greatness of the glory of the grace of God by suffering in himself to overcome our suffering. Faith is God's gracious gift to his elect. We find that in John chapter 6, verse 65. Salvation is from the Lord. We find that in Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. Siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga, ndoda yamadoda.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Mam Maureen.
Good evening, my brother in the Lord.
Thank you.
Good evening. I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Dumela kaitsedi, dumela mewa.
I've just tuned in. Ngiyezwa kuyakhulunywa. Ipulpit is for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ivangeli ekumele silishumayele. In season and out of season.
Yeah.
Here is the song that I am bringing. Eliculeka ngalendlela. It sings as follows. Batile livangeli elabakethi weyolona alisoze. Alisoze la pela manda, alisoze la pela ma, leli vangeli liga Jesu Christu ah, alisoze lona la pela manda, alisoze la pela ma, leli vangeli. Elaba keti we yo alsoze alsoze la pela manda alisoze la pela ma
aliso zilona la pela manda aliso zilona la pela manda aliso zelapela ma aliso zilona la pela manda aliso se Also se la pela manda, also se la pela, Evangeli lira Jesu Christu luna. Also se luna la pela manda, also se la pela manda. Awu thina salibambile ivangeli webhuti wami enkosini.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
Sisasho, we are still saying that Jesus is the Lord of our lives.
Mm.
You know, even in the streets, Mina, wherever I go, yazi ngiyamkhuluma ngaye uNkulunkulu.
Yes, ma'am.
Ngiyakhuluma ngayo uJesu, angikhulumi ngamunye umuntu mina.
Yeah, man.
Ngani ngoba enhlizweni yami kugqwele bani? Kugqwele izwi likaNkulunkulu. That is why I am singing this song yokuthi Evangeli, the gospel of Jesus Christ, shall never. Shall never, 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 shall never lose his power. This gospel of Jesus Christ shall never, 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 never lose his power. Shall never, never lose its power. Shall never, 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 shall never lose its power. Also, Zela Pela Mandla. It will never lose its power. Thank you very much. Good evening. Yabonga putwame nkosini. And to all the pastors and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, the gospel of Jesus Christ, we shall preach it. We shall preach it in season and out of season. Kuvuma kungavumi, bethanda bengathandi, it will never lose its power. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you so much, Mam Maureen. Good evening to you. We really appreciate 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Now, we are wrapping up. Murit Muraka, let me come back to you, sir. When we look into the word again, this usurping, this rebellion, let me use the word rebellion. It's a rage. It's a rage even against the Father. And this has been directed by the devil all the time. Isaiah 37, 29. Because your rage against me and your tumult have come up to my ears, therefore I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you came. The control of the Father against those who perform this kind of rage, those who go on to be in your inverted commas own authority, in their own authority. Now, when you go to Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 7, this speaks about the immense power, and I'm going back to what I said earlier on. When I was looking at Job chapter 12, verse 19, the immense power of the Father in Jeremiah 18, verse 7, the instant I speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it. Whatever he says happens in an instant. Even though we may rage, even though we may raise voices against him and others, and some of us do not really realize that we are doing that. We just got into a system of denominationalism. We found laws that have been put there since 1952, and we're just going with them. And it's a sad state of affairs. Moruti Mraka, finally, what say you,
sir? Yes, my brother. This is the word of... excuse me. This is the word of God which you are reading. Mm. And it was he who is sovereign.
Yes.
Speaking these words.
Yes.
Now, there is not a single word he has spoken which shall not be achieved.
Mm.
Somebody just read earlier on that his word which goes out of his mouth shall not return
to him void.
Empty, void, not having done what he sent the word to go and do.
Yes.
And I want to close off with this acknowledgement. It is in the book of Jude, verse 24 and 25. It says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory in jumping for joy, to Elohim, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, control and ability, both now and into the eons. Then he closes by saying, amen. It has described him, described his sovereignty. He deserves to be obeyed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. I wish, you know, I just wish I was next to you just to give you a hug, because I can feel the emotion of you saying that. I can also sense the tears. May the Father bless you abundantly. And, of course, may he strengthen you even more. Pastor Sam, let me read this for you. In Ezekiel, it says, and I'm looking at 17:20, I will spread my net over him, and he shall be taken in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon and try him there for the treason which he committed against me. He is in control, and all justice is his. And he can put to trial anyone. Yeah. Anyone who trespasses against him. This is the sovereignty of the Father, as we should serve him with reverence and trembling. And this is something that we overlook sometimes, because we are singing too many nice R&B songs of gospel, and we forget. We forget that he is. You know, Paul says it's a fearful thing to trifle in the hands of the Elohim, who can destroy both spirit, or both soul and body at once. And we trifle many times. Finally, what say you, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much. What I will say is, I mean, that's what I said in the beginning, that we need to teach who the Father is and what he's capable of. You know, people need to know what they are dealing with, being us as Christians and the non-Christians. We need to come to that place of understanding, not to look at on the side of the devil, because whatever the devil does, it is got a limit. It's got a beginning and an end. While there is one who has the power to give us life and to give us death eternally. I mean, we can have life eternally, we can also have death eternally. That means the one that can come today who tried to threaten everyone, who tries to defeat or to do whatever, he knows that he will go through death eternally, that he's going to spend there. While us as Christians, we need to come to that place of being taught who the Father is. Even when we're going to have that eternity, we will know that we is something not just in terms of deserving, but in terms of we've come to know whom we are dealing with. We've come to know who we're going to spend eternity with. Because we cannot be going to eternity without understanding of who are we dealing with. Because that's what the sovereignty of God is so very paramount, very important, in such a way that people, you need to go back and teach it and make people see. You know, the Jesus who came on earth, I'm finishing by the, who came on earth, he could go through people. He could walk on the water. He could defeat all the powers and all them in the, powers of whatever nature. Because he was God. And if we can come to that place of understanding, let's bring us back to where we belong and what can guarantee us eternal life.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you so much. And next week, we are going to be touching base on the issue of our consecration as believers. Our consecration as believers. That is what we are going to be touching on. Thank you so much, Muruti Muraka. Pass my regards and love and appreciation and hugs, man. I miss you. And much blessings to you.
Hey. Thank you so much, my brother. Yeah, when you speak about missing,
eight years
now that we have not gotten together.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We are trusting the Elohim to bring us together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I will carry over your greetings and hugs. I will also ask you to do the same to your family on my behalf. And I'm asking also Prof. Kabamba to do the same on my behalf to each family.
Hallelujah.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. We'll do that.
Pastor Sam, thank you so much. I pass my regards and greetings. You know, at some stage I posted a photo of you holding a microphone and praying. And I said, let me not talk about this man without him knowing. we miss you so much. And we pass our regards and love to you and the family. Blessings.
Yes. It's been a while, really, that we haven't seen each other face to face. And really, we miss that moment. And we thank God that that moment will be organized in one way or the other.
Yes.
Yes, I'll greet my family. Please greet also your families, Muruti Muraka and Muruti Ray. You know, let's just meet again and just have that time of smile, that time of rejoicing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much and a good night to both of you.
Thank you.
All right,
good
there.
Night.
Good night. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. Thank you so much for listening. And of course, thank you to Muruti Muraka. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much to Professor Samuel Kabamba. Thank you so much for the calls. Thank you so much for the voice note. To the King above all else, there's no one like him. Yahuwah Elohim, by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. You and I are learning together. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda from Mire Tuda Raba.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.